Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick-Me-Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on break room products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
And welcome back, everybody, to another episode of MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 8th edition. Hope you guys had a great weekend. Lots of fun stuff going on. And we're back with another week of baseball action for you. We got a 9-game slate on Monday. Again, if you have any questions, I'm on Twitter at BDintric on my Substack, caseybubba.substack.com. Hit me up over there, plus all my podcasts and much, much more. So come support the cause, have some fun over there. 9-game slate. Starting at 7:07 p.m. Eastern time. Let's talk totals on this slate for you. Mariners, Blue Jays, 8.5. Mets, Braves, 10. Dodgers, Twins, 8.5. Phillies, Cardinals, 9. Astros, Rangers, 10. D-backs, Rockies, 10. Rays, Angels, 8.5. Cubs, Padres, 7.5. Giants and the Nationals, 8. So you heard that right. We got Coors Field at 10.5. We got Astros, Rangers at 10. Phillies, Cardinals at 9. Braves, Mets, 10. We have awful Brewers, Reds. That's on the early. That's not even on the main slate, thank goodness. It'd be another 9.5. So we got a handful of great spots to target, some decent pitching. So let's get crack-a-lack. And you're pitching on this slate. You know, Blake Snell's at 10-3. I'd love to play him. Don't know what we're going to get out of him. So I'll just be the sucker on this one and pass. And I'll start down at Zach Eflin, $9,000 at the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. Looking at Zach Eflin, he's put together a couple really nice starts. His last start, his first start against Toronto, not great. But then his second start against Texas, 6 1/3, 1 run, 5 Ks. He's got 5 Ks in each start, which is what you want to see. And he's heading into a matchup with an Angels team, striking out over 26% of the time versus righties to start the season, hitting .190 with .130 ISO and a 73 WRC+. This Angels offense is not good at all. Really good spot for Eflin to put together back-to-back solid starts. Zach Gallen, $8,200 in Coors. I'm nervous because it's Coors, but I'm also nervous because it's Gallen. Velocity's been down, but he still pitched great. 6 shutout with 6 Ks against the Yankees his last time out. Faced the Rockies on opening day. 5 innings, 1 earned, 3 Ks. Need to get the Ks up, but he's still putting together good starts. He's $8,200. Probably not going to be as low owned as it used to be because the Rockies are just that bad. Like on the season, 24% K rate, 241 average, 80 WRC plus for right-handed pitching. I'll take Gallen at $8,200 with the upside he can bring. Hopefully the velocity shows up, or at least he can pitch his way to 6 strong innings yet again at $8,200. A cheaper plays for you here. Jose Barrios, $7,100 at home against the Seattle Mariners. He gave up only 1 run in his last outing, but 2 Ks over 6. The game before that, 6 innings, 2 runs, 6 Ks. So 6 innings in both starts. It's at Houston and at Tampa. Pretty good matchups. 3 total runs. Just a matter of can he strike guys out or not. That's the million-dollar question. Good for Jose Barrios. Gets one of the best strikeout matchups in baseball to start the season. Seattle, 33% K rate versus righties to start the season, hitting .202, .096 ISO, 68 WRC+. This Mariners offense is dreadful to start the season, like really beyond bad dreadful. So looking at Barrios to hopefully get right at 7,100. The other pitcher, like I'm just giving you my main targets. There are, you can make arguments for many other pitchers. Again, hit me up if you have questions about guys. If you join my Substack, it's free to join. If you pay to join the Substack, you get free access to me. So just throwing it out there. Like you have the interwebs to me for all your questions. But my fourth pitcher on this slate, if you need to punt, Trevor Williams, $5,800 at the San Francisco Giants. Trevor Williams looked great in his first out. He was Pittsburgh, 5 1/3, 2 earned, 5 Ks. Got you 19 points. You take that at 58 right now. Trevor Williams isn't going to do that every time. Trevor Williams getting beat up most of the time. But he's facing a Giants team, and I'm watching it. I love the improvements they made, the additions they made, like Chapman, Soler, Lee, like Conforto's Fuego right now. It's great, but they're still struggling to put runs together, and it shows. On the season versus right-handed pitching, Giants, 24.6% K rate, They're hitting .213, 139 ISO, 81 WRC+. Could the Giants explode on Monday night against Williams? Sure, easily. Williams, $5,800. That's a gamble to me worth taking if you're looking to punt. That is one I'm looking at. So my main four targets, again, there's other pitchers you can make arguments for. That is fine. I'm looking at Zach Eflin. I'm looking at Zach Gallen, Jose Berrios, Trevor Williams. Those are my main four on this slate. We'll see where it keeps going throughout it, but that's where I'm planting my flags early at this time of night, the night before we see the actual lineups.
Fuel your team with Total Coffee from Staples Business Advantage. Our comprehensive program offers no upfront cost brewers, installation, maintenance, and supplies. Plus, our incredible selection of coffee and beverages, including our new Pick-Me-Up Provisions brand. We handle everything from finding the best brewer to providing ongoing service, all at no cost with your minimum monthly spend on breakroom products. Visit staplesadvantage.com/totalcoffee to get started.
All right, let's talk bats on this slate now. We mentioned all the totals. We got a few 10s, 10.5s, 9.5s. We got a lot of offense to target here. There's four teams I want to stack up big time, obviously in those high total games, but many places to go. Catcher's position on this slate. I'm going to try to save money here, but if you're stacking Philly, JTR is 45. You could go there. Yainer Diaz at 42 versus Andrew Heaney. I like that a lot because we know Heaney can either like surprise you and pitch really well. If he's off, though, it's home run derby. So a guy like Yainer Diaz at 42 is very enticing in that matchup. Below 4K, though, if you don't like Eflin, Logan O'Hoppe's kind of interesting. But Travis d'Arnaud, $3,700 versus Tehran. The Braves are going to be great. Maybe get a cheap piece in that one with Travis d'Arnaud. Going down even cheaper, though, Luis Campusano at the day off on Sunday. Regular rest. He's $3,500 versus Javier Assad. Assad looked good in his first start. Pitches to a ton of contact. Ton of contact. So Luis Campusano at $3,500 is a nice cheaper piece to target there. If you're fading Trevor Williams, Patrick Bailey's only 32. He's actually been swinging it well for his price tag. He's put together some nice production out there. Below 3K, if you're looking for any punts, if Ivan Herrera is back in the lineup like he's been, because Contreras is day-to-day, they're expecting him back in the next few days. Ivan Herrera has been in cleanup right in Contreras' spot, playing very well. He's $2,800. I've been playing him pretty much every day in at least half of my lineups because of this. So I like him, again, if you need to save some cash at catcher. Herrera at 28 is very, very solid. First base position for you here. Shohei's always in play at 63. Freeman at 61. Both against Bailey Ober, who gives up a lot of home runs. That's just like, you've got to keep the ball down. Otherwise, it's trouble. Matt Olson had his third home run of the season on Sunday, 6K. So I like him as well. Love Bryce Harper at 57. Those three teams, Dodgers, Atlanta, Philly, all great stacks, all great opportunities right there. If you like them, honestly, I think Olson's the one I like the most out of that quartet of players at $6,000. Now, if you're going to save some money, Christian Walker's 52 against Freeland and Coors. That is awesome, of course. Big fan of that option if you want to go that direction. Tyler Anderson's a pitcher I didn't mention. He pitched really well in his first outing. It's still Tyler Anderson. Is this like, are we getting the 2022 Tyler Anderson, or are we getting last year's Tyler Anderson, which we want to stack against? Yainer Diaz, Tampa Bay, could be kind of one of the sneakier stacks potentially on this slate. Yainer Diaz at $4,900 versus Anderson. If you want to get different, take a little Tampa stack, even a mini stack, that would be, I would think at this point in time, would make your lineups quite different. So a Yandy Diaz at $4,900 would be an interesting way to go about it. Going down below 4K, though, Jose Abreu has been horrible to start the season. Got the day off on Sunday. If he's back in the lineup, if he's in the middle of the Houston lineup, if you're stacking Houston, Abreu's $3,900 against Heaney. Again, Heaney, all or nothing. Abreu's affordable compared to some of the other Astros. So a good stack piece in that regard. Going down even cheaper, though, if you're fading Snell, Joey Meneses is interesting. I'm not fading Snell. I just don't know what he's going to give us, but I'm not going to fade him. If you do want to fade Zach Gallen, though, if you're worried the lower velocity is a problem, Toglia of Colorado, he's first base outfield eligible. He's $3,200. That's not a bad value for a Gallen fade. Again, not really looking to fade Gallen. Michael Bush is down here at $2,800 against Darvish. Bush is hitting it really well. Again, not looking to fade Darvish. So probably paying up, like Yandy Diaz and up are the main targets at first base for me right now. Second base, Betts is fine. Again, Dodger stack is great. If you want to take punting pitching, go Dodgers, sure. Ketel Marte is 55 and Coors. That's awesome. Ozzie Albies though at 53. Like Atlanta is starting to scream to me because Dodgers are priced up. Arizona's not bad. But that Atlanta, when you get a little savings, it's kind of enticing. Jose Altuve at 52, another Houston option for you there. If you didn't want to save money, though, because obviously the high-priced guys are usually in elite spots, Xander Bogaerts is 47 versus Saad. I could see that being interesting. Bryson Stott, if you're stacking Phillies, $4,200. Like, Harper's the pay-up spot. Harper's a G, but you got some value at a couple positions. All right, going down below 4K for you here, though. Man, I just wish Luis Grifo would play regularly. That would be awesome. Just haven't seen it nearly enough. Even cheaper plays, though. Second base is looking bleak. Curtis Meade, if he starts for Tampa, if you're fading Anderson, is $3,000. He would be a cheaper option for you. Clement of Toronto is $25. I'm not looking to fade Castillo, but that's about as cheap as I would go at the position. But you're going to want to probably pay up here if you can. If not, we're going to find some values sprinkled throughout lineups as the days commence for second base. Third base for you, Austin Riley's fine in your Atlanta stacks. Tehran, we know the drill. But Machado's 49 versus Saad. That's intriguing. Like, San Diego and Tampa Bay are probably some like secondary stacks that could stand out as lower owned with because of some of the big boys. So Machado at 49, not shabby. Bregman at 47. Talked about the Astros against Heaney. That's in play for you. Ryan McMahon is crushing baseballs right now. He's $4,500 for his Gallon. So if you want to be anti-Gallon, totally get it in that scenario. But this is one of the first really glaring misprices in Arizona in Coors Field. Like, Christian Walker is appropriate. Ketel Marte was appropriate. Eugenio Suarez is $4,300. That would already be inappropriate in Coors Field. It's even worse because he's facing a left-handed pitcher. And Eugenio Suarez destroys left-handed pitching. So Eugenio at $4,300 is a great price tag. He's a cash game play. He's a lot of things right there. If you are taking the let's use Tampa Bay and fade Anderson route, Isak Paredes at 42 is also a nice little price tag for you. Then I mentioned some other cheap Phillies. Stott was 42. At third base, you get Alec Bohm at 4K, and Bohm's been putting it together pretty well of late. So a nice little, because you can get like Bohm, Stott, Harper in like the middle of the order for Philly right there. Going below 4K, though, again, Rengifo, just play. Please play him. Other guys have Whit Merrifield's in the Philadelphia lineup. He's 34. I don't love Whit, but if you're stacking, he's not a bad play there. Other than that, like, Graham Pauly played a couple games over the weekend for San Diego. He's a really good value at $2,700 just because the Sods should get lit up, hopefully gets lit up. So a guy like Graham Pauly at 27 is someone I could see myself punting with if necessary. Shortstop Mookie Betts is fine, like usual. Trey Turner, he's not bad either at 58. He's one of the more expensive Phillies, if so. Lindor got off the Schneid on Sunday. Not looking to fade Morton, but I get it. There's Machado again at 49, third base shortstop eligible. So I like that quite a bit. Haesun Kim is $4,200 versus Saad. So again, some San Diego value could be nice on this slate. Ezekiel Tovar is only 39 in Coors versus Gallon. Tovar's having a great season, so don't mind that either if you want to fade some Gallon. Blaze Alexander in Coors should be the everyday shortstop with Perdomo out for Arizona. Alexander's only 37, so another Arizona misprice on this one. Some other cheapies below this range here. No, not him. Jose Caballero of Tampa, $2,800. That's a nice value. Zach Neto at 27. I prefer Caballero, though, because he can get on and he can run and run wild. That's the kind of stuff we're looking for, especially in our punt plays. So Caballero is one of the better punts we've seen so far on this slate. Heading to the outfield where most of our punts may come from. We'll start with the high-priced guys, though. Acuna, he has 64. He's always fine. Otani. Corbin Carroll's been slumping, but eventually will break out of that. Jordan's on fire. Kyle Tucker's on fire. So these are all great plays. Again, usually most of the expensive outfield, it's how are you stacking? Like, Tatis is great. These are all stack pieces. You're not looking. Most of these will not be one-offs. Most of these will be stack pieces for you in their scenarios. So let's go down lower. Like, Lourdes Gurriel at 53. Love it. Again, stack piece, but he's one of those I could see a one-off with a Gurriel if you had to. Schwarber in your Philly stacks at 52. Awesome. Randy Rosarena had the day off on Sunday. He's 51. There's Anderson. I got T. Oscar here. He's kind of the forgotten man. He's a right-handed pitcher for the Dodgers. So that's fun. Nolan Jones crushing it at 49. He's another price tag that I like quite a bit. Marcell Ozuna having a great season. People usually play him primarily versus lefties. He's hitting everything right now. Ozuna's $4,600. One of the cheaper Braves you can attack. So I've been using a lot of Ozuna of late. Michael Harris at 44. I've had a lot of Ozuna-Harris combos in my lineups of late. It's been pretty, pretty nice. You could do Olsen, Ozuna, Harris as a three-man, or you could sprinkle in a Darnaud and Arcia or something to finish it, or at least a three-man Brave stack. It's somewhat affordable when you're doing that. Lane Thomas had three steals on Sunday. If you're fading Snell, he's 45. Going down cheaper now, low fours into the three range. Randall Grichuk should get the start versus lefty in Freeland. Grichuk's 4K in Coors, so I got to keep an eye on. Chaz McCormick's 4K versus Andrew Heaney. That's another one. I mentioned earlier, Michael Conforto's hitting everything right now. He's 4K versus Trevor Williams. If you aren't using Williams, you want a cheaper outfielder, that's not a bad spot there. Jared Kelenic's hitting it really well. He is in a platoon with Duvall, but a right-handed starting pitching. So Kelenic at 38, another cheap Brave. You could do Olsen, Ozuna, Harris, Kelenic. Just know Kelenic, if a lefty comes in at some point, Duvall probably comes into the game. Just something to keep in mind. But at 38, could be worth the stash in your like four-man stacks for Atlanta. Going down into the mid-3Ks and lower, James Outman's been scuffling, but he's 36 if you're stacking Dodgers. That is one to keep highlighted. Brandon Marsh in your Phillies stack is only 36. So that's a cheaper Phillies play to keep in mind as well. Lower 3Ks now. Jurickson Profar hit a big home run over the week, and he's $3,300 versus Assad. If you want a cheap San Diego, got to stack with everybody else. He would be one to keep an eye on. Going down even cheaper, like Jackson Merrill is 32 for San Diego. So you got a couple cheap Padres down here to go with already affordable Padres up above, which makes the Padre stacks quite enticing if you want to be really different on these slates. A couple other ones as you go down here below 3K, like Johan Rojas, maybe for Philadelphia. There'll be a couple guys that show up, but you got a lot of low 3K guys to help save some money when it comes to hitting. All right, recapping the pitching real quick. My main four, Eflin at 9K. You got Gallen at 82, Barrios at 71, Williams at 58. Those are my main three, like our main four. Again, there's other options, but those are the four I'm rolling with. Bats, though, this is where it's fun. Braves, amazing stack. Love the Braves versus Teheran. Philadelphia versus Mikolas, like a ton. Houston versus Heaney. Arizona versus Freeland. Those are your big four stacks. Those are the four you go with. Pick your poison. Have some fun. If you need me to rate it out for you, give me D-backs, Phillies. No, give me Braves, D-backs, Phillies, Houston. Braves will be the most popular, so you might want to differentiate, but that's where I'd go there. Dodgers is good against Ober, but my two sneakier ones, Tampa Bay and San Diego. That's where I think you can get a little different if you want to have some fun on this slate. But that'll do it, folks. Another episode of Quick Hits in the books. We got nine games. Fun one for you on Monday. Hope you guys have a great week. I'll be back with you guys a few more times this week for sure. Don't you worry about that. But for now, this is MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Monday, April 8th edition. I'm out.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.